Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick. Celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool.
This morning on Give a Pet a Home, we don't have one little animal. We have three little animals, and Susan's on to talk to us about them from Little Hill Animal Rescue. Good morning, Susan. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Yeah, last time we were talking to you, we had a load of chickens. And this time we've got a couple of cats and a dog. Do you want to have them chat to us about them, if that's okay, in order of the way you have them in the pictures on our Facebook page, Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura, if that's okay?
Sure, absolutely. We've got loads of feral cats in at the moment, or little kittens found abandoned. So the first little guy is Tilly. He's tiny, and he was found about 3 weeks ago, I think, but he was only about 4 weeks old. He was starving, he was sick, but we got him vet care, and he's all better now, doing really well. And Hazel is the little dog. She was found wandering, straying, and she explained she wasn't well, and she was very, extremely hungry, and very scared. She's no longer hungry. She's in great form now. And the little kitten Tommy was found in a similar situation. He was found alone and starving and not well, and we got him all the vet care he needed, and we've been minding him for a couple of weeks now, and he's great.
Brilliant. Do you have a radio on in the background, Susan?
I don't.
Oh, no, okay, there's just an echo on the line. That's fine, we were just checking it. It's fine. Can I ask you, when you find an animal in that sort of state, I mean, it's heartbreaking to think of how they may have got there, but quite often, does it totally depend on the animal how much sort of aftercare that's going to take to get them back to some sort of place where they can be rehomed?
It does, really, yeah. Usually they're starving, and you know, if they're unwell, Timmy was full of cat flu and he had a really, really bad eye infection. So it has taken several weeks for sure, yeah.
Right, of love and TLC, and then they
absolutely
sort of start coming out the other side. And it must be lovely to see that happen, to see that point where you're like, okay, they're coming back to us now, you know, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, yes. Mm. It's very satisfying for sure. It's a bit like the hens, really, that we rescue. They would come out of the farms and that in, you know, really wretched condition, and they've never had any human contact or anything before, and it's great to see them turn around and become really healthy again and happy, and it's very satisfying.
So they'll be okay around people now because they've been in your care for the past few
absolutely
weeks.
We'd make sure we definitely keep them for several weeks and make sure of that. And if the cat or the kitten was feral and remained feral, then we would probably either release them here in Little Hill and mine them forever, or we would try and find a farmyard home or something. We'd make sure they'd be suitable.
Oh, Susan, thank God for people like you and your type. That's all I can say. Okay, so we've got Timmy and Hazel and Tommy, and they're all adorable, and they're all on our Facebook page looking for homes. Please, if you're looking for an animal, do remember, always try and take on a rescue animal if you have to give them over your home. And Susan, keep up the good work, and thank you for coming on with us today, okay?
Not at all. Thank you.
Cheers, Susan. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, there you go. That's Susan there from Little Hill Animal Rescue. Do go onto our Facebook page and have a look. It's Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura. Three beautiful little animals there. They're looking for their forever homes, and maybe that's your home. So go on, have a look. Freshly Squeezed with Rob and Laura. It's back next week. Give a pet a home on East Coast FM.
Give a pet a home with thanks to Kilcool Vets, the Vets Pets Pick. Celebrating 10 years in business in Kilcool. East Coast FM.